Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And I'm spirit walker Nicole.
We are honored to be asked by Dr. Pat to join in her show today. And we decided that we wanted to cover an important topic, and we were going to actually do it next Monday. Which was interesting was is that we had already planned the show out yesterday after our show on Transformation Talk Radio at 8 a.m. And all of a sudden this morning, we got that call of like, hey, would you guys like to jump into an 11 o'clock show? And we said, of course. And we didn't want to change it because this topic is so near and dear to our hearts. So I'm a psychic medium. I speak with your past loved ones, angels, and guides. I also work really well in the lower vibrational realms, meeting people who have passed in a state of suicide, drug and alcohol overdoses, sudden deaths, accidents. Those energies come to me, and they have since I was about age 5 to 6, for help in elevating their vibration and being able to see that light and to be able to move forward in their ascension process. From my perspective, I do believe that when we pass, we have crossed over. We're no longer in that physical body. And so now it's just elevating that energy. And my partner in crime over here, Spirit Walker Nicole, tell them what your exceptional gifts are.
I work with your spirit team. So I talk to your angels and your guides and get those messages that to help you, uplift you. We work in the highest for your highest and best, and it's positivity over here.
Absolutely. So the show topic today is going to be someone that you have loved has passed. And we get this question often. How can you be sure they're okay? So I know for a lot of my readings, when I get people coming in, they know kind of what I specialize in, right? So that's where that word of mouth comes in. And so they are longing to hear from someone who maybe passed of a severe illness and was on hospice. And towards the end, they were heavily medicated and they felt like they didn't get to say those last words to that loved one. Or people who have committed suicide or ended up falling into that pattern of drugs and alcohol abuse and passing because of that. And they always ask me, are they okay? Now, unfortunately, a lot of people have experiences like Spirit Walker Nicole, which is kind of why we wanted to do this show. So tell them a little bit about that experience and why it's so important to us to make sure people understand your loved ones are fine when they cross over.
Yeah, they're absolutely fine. And, you know, and they can come back and they check in on us all the time. They send us signs and it's a positive thing. And I, you know, even though as a medium, I still will go see a medium here and there. And in, I don't know, it was about a couple of years ago, I went and this medium picked up on one of my family members that had passed, so she said. And she basically said that my family member was stuck in torment and ordered like an immediate group prayer. And it was hard for me not to laugh because I knew none of what she was saying was right. It didn't resonate with me. And so, but I just, it made me think of what, you know, what if she's telling this to other people that don't have the knowledge and experience that I do and that would believe something like this, that this is the case and doesn't have that, those sort of like intuition and inner warning bells. So that's the reason, one of the reasons we're doing this topic.
Absolutely. And it kind of ties in with our topic from our show on Monday morning at 8:00. And that was psychic drama. And when you don't feel that the messages that came through for you resonate with you. And, you know, I would urge you to check out that show and kind of see how this topic evolved. So, yes, when people sit down in front of us and they say, is my loved ones okay? Absolutely. Absolutely. From my perspective as a psychic medium, and only my perspective, I will not speak on the behalf of anybody else, including Spirit Walker Nicole, because I don't see what they see. I will be genuine and authentic in delivering my messages. And I have not had a spirit, even if they passed in circumstances that were not of natural causes, old age, are okay on the other side. They're no longer carrying that pain. They may be carrying a little bit of guilt around, especially those that pass in that little lower vibration. because they know that they didn't finish the journey here. Like, they set up to learn all these lessons, and they also know that there are others that are still here that are hurting and in mourning for them for lifetimes. And so they do feel on the other side, but they are okay because they've been reunited to their spiritual self.
And it's about healing too. And that's definitely something that can happen on the other side is, okay, so that didn't work out. Let's continue on, because that's the soul's journey, is always looking to move forward, learn from mistakes and heal. And that's what happens. It's not, I don't know, this Hollywood idea of just fire and hell or whatever it is.
Right. That's the biggest part for me. Is Hollywood does glorify a lot of this stuff. And so we talk about that on different modalities we use as psychics and mediums, and just put the Ouija board out there. Like, those items are meant to scare us, to get that heart racing, to get you to pay that money to go in. If there's a person out there that you go and see, a psychic medium, and they're telling you, like they told Nicole, that, oh my gosh, they're in this negative space. I work with some of the lowest level energies. We do paranormal investigating. We also do house energy elevations. I don't want to say clearings, because I'm working with the homeowner and the person that's residing in the home in the spirit form. And there's some gnarly individuals. Like, I've been scratched and I've had bruises and physical things have happened to me. But when I treat those entities with respect and I hear their story, I can understand where they're coming from and help them elevate that energy. And so even those people who are just nasty individuals as humans who came into this life to learn whatever those lessons were, on the other side are better. And if you think about it, you get to be reunited with your past loved ones. So a lot of times we'll have, is my dad around? Or is my dad around my mom? You know, she's still in mourning. They were together 50 plus years. Absolutely. But he's also with his family and his siblings. And they've reunited in that spirit form. They're connecting again with their spirit team, their angels. They're getting those messages back. They're feeling that love. And that's what I love, is that when we can do a reading with someone and you can bring in the angels of our clients and then even the angels of the deceased, it's magical, honestly.
It absolutely is. And there's just something about being able to help someone who is in that state of like wonder, like, oh, are they mad at me? Did they like what I did for them at the end? Did I do enough? All of that. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but the end result is are they okay? And if you take nothing else away from this time we have together today, it's absolutely, they are absolutely yep. Okay. They're not missing birthdays. They're not missing graduations, weddings, things like they're right there. They're right there.
And that's the biggest part, is to remind ourselves that we can also talk to them, which we'll be covering up in our next topic. And that's going to be, can you tell my loved one? So when we are in that grief mode, and that grief mode, don't ever let anybody tell you, should be over in 6 months and get over it. Get over that, right? Oh, they'll be fine. You'll be fine. No, you grieve as long as possible, but also know that they're celebrating in the spirit world. They're reunited back with their loved ones. They are pain-free. They're not harboring that conversation that you had towards the end of their life and the argument. And I know for my grandmother, she didn't want to eat and she didn't want to drink anything. And she was so angry at the world as she was dying. She didn't feel good. She was in pain and we were trying to make her comfortable. But when she left that physical body, all of those ailments left with her. And we're healed, right? She is a spiritual being in the human body. So when we can leave this human body, we no longer harbor the human emotions. We go back to that place of enlightenment. And that's what we're going to talk about next, is about you being able to connect with your loved ones on the other side. So I want you guys to know that this is a live call-in show. So you guys can definitely give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We have got a variety of angel cards to be able to bring you angel messages today on such a heartwarming topic of being able to connect with those loved ones that you have lost. We always say you don't need a medium.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too.
You know, you don't need a medium in order to communicate with your loved ones. So we'll give you some tips on how you can do that and how you can ask them to come in for you and to be around you so that you can feel them as well. We'd love for you to check out our website, shadesofspirit.com. We have all sorts of cool stuff on there. We offer one-on-one readings. We do group readings. Right now, all of it's through Zoom. But we still connect just as strongly if we're in person or on Zoom or a phone reading. We also have tonight, so if you check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit, LLC, we have a release and intentions workshop about manifesting and releasing that energy from within ourselves. I do want to touch on a quick story before we head to break here in a second. And that is that I had a client who desperately wanted to reach out to one of their loved ones. And at the end of the reading, I always give time for them to bring, you know, I want to speak with my mom or I want to speak with my aunt. And we couldn't find them. We couldn't find them in spirit. And the question was, well, did that mean that they were reincarnated? Have they come back to this life? And sometimes when we can't find them over in spirit, they have come back into a human body. They're ready to do life again. It's that, in my opinion, it's that overachiever spirit, right? They're like, all right, I just finished this life. I learned all my lessons. I might have one or two more. I'll come back next time. I'm going to do it right now. But we do fracture. Our souls are a piece of each one of our lives. So we are believers in past lives. And so I can go in and find the memory that's tied to that individual as well. So there's always a way for us to be able to link you with the energy of that loved one so that you are never alone. And I want to make that so important. You are never alone from your past loved ones and also from your spirit team.
They're always there. They are your biggest cheerleaders. And no matter what you do, they're right there cheering you on and helping. Sometimes they try to guide you in a certain direction, but at the end of the day, you have that free will so you can make those choices, but no matter what you choose, they're always going to be there for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So after this break, we will be back with the topic, can you tell my loved one, ... We get that a lot as well. So call in. We love call-ins. We love interaction. We love to be able to do some card readings for you as well. It's all out of love and light today. It's on that high vibration. They're all angel cards. I can't wait to do it. 1-800-930-2819. And we will see you after this break.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here and
Spirit Walker Nicole.
I like to give her a prompt because like she doesn't know that we're going to say that every time. We are from Shades of Spirit. Today, our topic is revolving around the question, is my loved one okay, right? After they pass, are they all right? What are they doing? What's happening, you know, for them? Because when we lose someone, we end up in that grief state. And that grief state can last our entire lives. It doesn't have a timeline or a deadline of like, okay, your grief is up, let's go. No, that's not how that works. And so we always wonder. And what's interesting is that I asked my grandmother to actually be here for the show, who has passed. And out our sliding glass window is butterflies, and a white butterfly has just come right through. And she used to collect butterflies, and she used to have those like soap molds of like the beautiful butterflies in them, and then the butterfly paintings, and then like the butterflies that were in that glass case back in, you know, I don't know how long. I believe my mom still has some of her stuff. But with that, that's her way of saying, hey, I'm here for your show. I'm here to support you. So we want to give you some ways that you can connect with your loved one, because time and time again, after they ask us that question, is my loved one okay? Can you reach them? You know, we parted ways. I couldn't get there for their death. You know, there were things left unsaid, or they were in so much pain when they were here towards the end of their life. They then ask us, can you tell my loved one?
Fill in the blank. Can you tell my loved one I love them? Can you tell them I'm sorry for not getting there on time? And sometimes it's hard not to giggle, because we know that their loved one is sitting there right next to them listening to that. And, you know, Jamie and I like to tell our clients, I mean, we love that you come to us. We really do. Mm-hmm. But you don't need a medium to talk to your past loved ones. You just don't.
No.
They're with you all the time. You can talk to them every single day.
I do. I don't always hear from them, but I will ask them for signs, right? So they are always there. You don't need us to communicate with your loved ones. And at the same time, empower yourself to know that your voice is just as strong as ours. We all have these gifts. We all have psychic abilities. The way we can use them with spirit is so much fun. So sometimes we can ask to hear them clairaudiently. And sometimes you'll hear your name being called, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, I remember when my mom used to call, you know, me that nickname. We can intuitively know. So you might have feelings. All of a sudden, you feel that energy of your mom, which we get a lot. We get the smell. I love that one.
A lot of people will say, yeah, you know, I turned the corner in my hallway and I smelled cigar smoke, and nobody in my house smokes except my grandpa used to all the time. And that's a way. And, you know, another way is they will hear their loved one's name. So not that we're all flocking to restaurants and things like that in the COVID times, but you know, you might be sitting in a restaurant and your waiter will come up and his name is John. And that's the name of your missing, your loved one that you've been missing. Or you might see, yeah, I mean, you hear the names and you see it, and it's just in odd places, and people will sometimes just brush that off as, oh, that's just a coincidence. But that's just one of the many ways. And then, of course, you have the feathers, and you hear, I'm sure all of you have heard about the pennies from heaven,
yep.
But they're dismissed as coincidences. But if you really think about it, and we encourage our mediumship students to record everything in a journal, because then you can really see, because you tend to forget after a period of time. But if you write it down and you go back and look, you will see that they have been, as much as badly as you want to hear from them, they've been trying just as badly to get you to notice those signs. And once you do start noticing them and asking for more, they're going to knock themselves out to give you those signs, because they are right there and they're watching over you and just there to help.
They're a thought away. So when you're in the kitchen and you're cooking, I want you to think about, okay, so I'm making my grandmother's favorite dish. And feel that energy coming around you and invite her into that moment. That's the thing we don't do. Invite our loved ones in. Just like your spirit teams and your angels. If we don't ask our spirit teams and our angels to help guide us, to help give us direction. Those are the same things I know. But to be able to do work with us, we have to invite them in, right? It's like the vampires on the Twilight books and movies. Once you invite them in, you're good to go. But when we invite spirit in, they can start working with us, right? Not, you know, just waiting for us in the shadows saying, okay, well, maybe they'll figure out if they ask us for help, we'll go ahead and show up. It same thing goes for our loved ones. Hey, grandma, so today I'm going to make your favorite dish. My great grandmother's dish, they called it Popeye. She's from Ohio. Okay. It's mashed potatoes. It's homemade chicken noodle soup with homemade noodles. And then you put the mashed potatoes on the bottom and the homemade chicken noodle soup on top. Every time I make that, and I make sure that I teach my children how to make that. Even if they don't eat it, they know how to make it because that's my grandmother's energy coming through. And so we cook with her. I sometimes know she's there and sometimes I don't, but she's a thought away. So I know she's at least coming in and checking up to make sure that I'm making the mashed potatoes right. Am I doing it by hand and not by the mixer, right? All those little things. Did you add enough of that, you know, the flour in there and that looks like it's too dry. And I know she's there nitpicking like she did when she was alive. But then she goes and she does her own thing. But they're just a thought away no matter what they're doing in spirit form. You call them, they're there because you shared this life together. And more than likely in your past lives, you've shared multiple lives with your loved ones at different areas. So maybe you were your mom's mom then and your mom was your daughter or, you know, they were the next door neighbor and you adopted them, whatever it might be. So just remember that you don't necessarily need a medium to have that connection with your loved one. That your signs are not coincidences. I want to take a caller right now because yes. I'm feeling spirity all of a sudden and the energy's coming in. And so I need to acknowledge that. So can we hear from Benny? Not Benny.
Well, I'm here
too.
We can
hear from Benny. I know. Woo! Benny, can we hear from Katrina right now?
It's Karina, actually. So Karina, welcome
got
to the
it.
Show.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. How are you doing on this lovely Tuesday?
Pretty good. I can't really complain. So that's a good thing.
I like it. So it looks like you are looking for a reading around relationships. Is that correct?
That is correct. It came to me when you were saying that we can communicate with our loved ones that have passed. And I don't know if it's just me or if it's like me really communicating with my father, basically I have a feeling he's not all that convinced with my current partner,
okay.
I feel.
Now,
but I'm not sure.
With your dad, Karina, I'm getting a gentleman who has that big personality. A very open heart, at the same time, very kind of, I want to say strict, not stern, but just kind of strict in old-fashioned ways is what I'm hearing. Would that kind of describe his personality?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody's ever good enough for my daughter. You have siblings as well?
Yes.
Okay. So you weren't the only one on dad's hit list when it came down to dating, let me tell you. And honestly, he's reminding you that, you know, they weren't all bad. Not that you've had a tremendous amount of relationships, but I want you to take away from this as I pull this card, because this will be the message from him through our angel deck today, is that he's very proud of you being able to stand up for yourself in some of these relationships and know when it was time to step back and to back away. And when people's true colors started to shine, because your energy is so pure and so light that they're drawn to you, that you were able to step out of a couple relationships in your past and that you have learned those lessons. He said, but don't keep following the same pattern. So stop fixing everybody. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So his message to you, I love this card. This is out of our Oracle of Angels deck. And the message to you from your father through this deck is, I am beautiful. And it's reminding you that you are a beautiful soul both inside and out, that you deserve nothing but the best, and that even though as fixers we want to help people, we need to attend to our needs first. And that's not what's happening, he said. So if anything, it isn't that he's never upset with you. He's upset with the people that end up wanting to kind of use you for that beauty that you have. But I want you to get up every morning, and he said, look in that mirror. He goes, call me in and feel my hand on your right shoulder. And you'll start to feel a presence or a heaviness on that right shoulder. And he wants you to repeat, I am beautiful, before you start every day. And that's going to continue to raise that energy vibration up for you. The message on here says, I am beautiful. My light brings hope around those around me. My smile makes the world brighter. As for the current relationship you're in, I am not seeing that be a long-term relationship if the other person's free will doesn't start changing to match your vibration. You are vibrationally higher than this relationship. So unless they're going to bring themselves up to your level, your father says, do not bring yourself down to anyone else's level again. And I'm going to let Nicole take over on the card that she pulled for you.
And one of the things I like working with Jamie is because she'll pull cards and I'll pull cards and they always go together. And this angel card is the angel of release. And it's basically just backing up what Dad said, you know, don't accept anything less than what you deserve. And you deserve it all. And just the highlight of this card, it says, during your life, you experience challenges that test your strength and resilience. Your present challenge will teach you how strong and resilient you truly are. Instead of becoming angry or frustrated about this experience, use it as a time to learn. Think about what you are willing to accept in your life and sort through the things that you do not want. And that says it all. You know, I think you know exactly where the relationship is going. And and that's the great thing is Dad's right there. He's got your back. He's watching over you. And he's just, you know, he's certainly with you today. And
the biggest part he wants to take note of before we go to break is that, Karina, he's reminding you that he's there to help you. So not that I'm expecting you to ask your father on the other side to line up a blind date for you. That's not quite it, but he will help align that energy purse, that energy of someone to help kind of bring that direction to you. He said, I'm still here to help. Now you probably never want your dad to pick out your dates. I know for me, I would never want my dad to pick out who was I was going to date, but your dad is there and he's listening and he can help direct you and find that person that is your equal. Karina, he says you're equal and we're going to leave you with that. So thank you so much for calling in today. Before we go to break, you guys, I want you to please check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. It's also our Instagram account as well. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Shades of Spirit. We also do monthly free meditations. There are two on there right now. One is on grounding and centering, and the second one is all about connecting with your guardian angel, a topic that we have been working through this entire month. Next up, we're going to talk about the loop of our past loved one's last day and how we can move past that and heal from that experience. So we will be back shortly. Again, give us a call. We're taking call-ins today. Thank you guys.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges.
Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole here.
We are Shades of Spirit. And today we are talking about when someone that we love has passed, how can we be sure that they're okay? So in the previous couple of segments, we talked about how our clients will sit down in front of us and they're longing to hear from that one person, right? And for me, I always allow those energies to come through for the highest and best of my client. But they might be holding on to such hope that they're going to be able to connect with that one particular person they really want to hear from, that they forget that there's messages that surround them by other loved ones. So in my one-on-one sessions, I always make sure I allow time at the end so that I can get the proper messages to our clients and that Nicole can bring in their angels and their spirit teams for an all-encompassed reading. But then we allow that space for us to be able to connect with that one person we really want to connect with. And time again, we have that happening because we do. We had someone who lost their sister. In the beginning, she said, I have someone I want to connect with. And we kind of stopped her right there and said, we do that at the end. Let's see who comes through. And she was surprised at the messages that actually came through from so many other people that she needed for her heart and that soul level healing. So when we actually get to that loved one that they want to connect with, we find that I would say 80% of the time, they're stuck in the loop of that last day or that last moment with their loved one, whether they were there or whether they were, you know, trying to get there and couldn't make it or lived in different states and just knew that they were on, you know, hospice at that point and were getting ready to pass. Maybe a family member held a phone up to their ear so that you could give those messages, but you felt guilty because you couldn't be sitting right next to them on the bedside. So they get stuck in the loop of that last day.
I call it being stuck in the room, because instead of sort of like collectively remembering like all the wonderful memories of their life and the vacations and the holidays and all that, they're still stuck in the room on the last day in the final moments watching that, or having guilt over trying to get there and they couldn't, or wondering if their loved one okay when they passed. And it's just, I think that's one of the biggest things for people is just being stuck. And if you could move forward from that, and that's one of the when those messages come through, they're just like, I'm fine, I'm okay. A lot of like, I don't know, the guys mainly talk about their hair, like, look at my hair. And it's beautiful to see, but it's so hard for the one that's still here to kind of reconcile that and get past that. And what a message when they can finally get out of that room, because I will talk about it. It's the only one still in that room is them.
That talk about though, that reading to where all of this finally came together, the angels were coming through and you had that epiphany. Like, we have these epiphanies as we're growing and evolving as mediums, is that you finally said to her on it was a phone reading, you're stuck in that room. You're stuck in that last moment. And she broke down and said, I absolutely am. And so what did you do with her and her spirit team to get her to move out of that room? So I'm not saying heal. We're not miraculous healers here, right? But to be able to step back out of that room every so often, maybe visit it from the outside, right? But how did you... who'd you connect with?
I brought in Archangel Azrael, you know, and Azrael is so cool to work with. A lot of people get scared when I talk about Azrael at first, because he's known as the angel of death. But really what he is the angel of grief. and he can bring so much healing. So I asked Azrael to step in for this client and kind of help me to figure out a way to get her out of that room. And what I did was I started having her recount these memories with her, it was her mom, of all the wonderful things that they did, and just connect them that way. And just, again, like, get out of the room. Azrael, he helps us with anything that brings that sense of grief or loss. He helps with the heartbreak. He helps the ones that are grieving the loss of their loved one. He helps them sort of pull their lives back together.
I think that's important to understand, that when we talk about the angel of grief or the angel of death, that that's not a negative connotation.
No.
Okay. It's not the Grim Reaper coming with his, you know, what's that thing called?
Yeah.
Sith or whatever, with the black hood. That's not what we're talking about. And that you can call Azrael in on this side as your family member is transitioning and going with him on the other side to help take care of your needs, your emotions, giving you that emotional support. So he's probably, in my opinion, I don't know what you think, one of the most underused angels when it comes down to the last moments process of us in that physical body.
100%. And that's because people don't want, I'm not calling on the angel of death. That means I want my, it, ridiculous. You want Azrael on your team, and he will be. You want him there in that room because he helps your loved one make that transition from the physical body over into the spirit world. He protects them. He guides them. He illuminates that path. And he's also there to help you should you choose to use him in that grief process. But, you know, again, so many people get stuck and they just, it's so hard for them to, and they have those questions, did I do enough? And yes, you absolutely did. And your loved one knows everything that you did. And they're there and they know, like, oh, I didn't know if he wanted, was this okay for the funeral? Or did she right. want these flowers, whatever it is. So just trust that the angels, use them, use Archangel Azrael, call him in addition to all the others that are there.
Say, Raphael is also a great one for the healing part of it. It's not just about physical healing with Archangel Raphael. It's also about that emotional healing. And I will bring him in to do emotional healing work through Reiki sessions. I'm a Reiki master. She works on a lot of that angel healing. She also has taken Reiki classes with me as well, Spirit Walker Nicole. But calling Archangel Raphael in, they can be anywhere and everywhere, which I love. Now I want to take a caller. I see that we've got someone here because my guides are talking about, actually, they've been yelling at me, connect, 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 which is interesting. So, Benny, can we have LaShawn?
Sure. LaShawn, welcome to the show.
Good morning, LaShawn.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you. You guys are really touching a lot of chords with me with this today, these messages of talking about the angels and the signs and so forth, like, It takes me back to the place of my grandma. Oh, my God.
And are you finding that you're connecting more and more with signs and being able to kind of communicate with her now on your own?
I'm trying to, for sure. I know when you brought up the feather thing, that just really hit a chord with me, too, because of my son. And it was a feather that, the wind was blowing, the people came to do the lawn, and that feather would not move. And I grew up to know that feathers were harmful to you, that you don't touch them, that they smell super, would drain your blood.
Got it.
So I never picked it up. And then I was told that, dude, like, that's for your son, you know. And my grandmother, her death was one of the hardest things ever. And I was so mad for so long because while I was told that she was going to die, I didn't think that she was actually going to die. So I didn't make that effort to get to the hospital when I should have. And that haunted me, like, all these years.
That's part of that loop process that we were just talking about. And I'm glad that you've shared that. And thank you so much for opening up about that moment. Because I can hear in your voice that you definitely have some of that residual. I'm also going kind of that guilt. Like, I should have been there. And yet She stands before you when you have those moments, and she takes your hands, and this is exactly what she's showing me. And she's reminding you, and she's kind of like baby girl, or I don't know if she had a nickname for you or what, but she goes, I'm always right here. And she's reminding you also, LaShawn, that you weren't supposed to be there.
Sometimes that's a gift, mm-hmm. a total gift that we get from spirit. Our teams will sort of manipulate things and work it so we're not there, because we're not meant to be there. And our loved ones don't always want us there, seeing that in hopes and an effort to get us to not be stuck in the room. They do that for us to, I mean, because it's, that's just such like a 0.1% of this beautiful life. They don't want you to remember them that way. Instead, they want you to remember them and at their best, and those moments that you shared together, and not that last one.
And I definitely have a client in the same boat as you, LaShawn, who couldn't make it and actually resent certain family members for being late to the airport to get her back home, to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's because her mom said, I don't want you to remember me as I'm passing. I want you to remember the good times. And I do want to say, LaShawn, that your grandmother has your son as well. So look for the double signs. They're showing me not only the feathers, but also make a specific sign with her. So we always tell people easiest way to do that's through numbers. So maybe assign her a number. Okay, grandma, you're going to be number 55. And anytime I see multiples of fives, I know that you're around me. And when you see that, maybe, you know, you're out for a walk and it's 5:55 and you look down and there's a feather. That's your mother and your son. Oof, I get emotional when it comes to kids, especially that are walking side by side with you and showing you that they're with you and they always will be. And that's the time for you to connect with both of them and know that they're both okay and that they're both healed and that they're both honoring you by walking side by side with you in your life. They're just doing it on the spirit side of it.
And what a gift, what an amazing thing that our loved ones in spirit can see what we're doing, can check us out, can encourage us and leave us those things. And all we have to do is be open to it and notice it. And it's so many people get past, it's just a coincidence or that can't be real. If you could just change your mind for even a day and just let spirit in, it's going to change the way you think of things, and you're going to start seeing that. And then you're going to know, I mean, it happens too much for you not to be able to embrace that. And it's just, it's beautiful.
It's
what
beautiful
they can
when
do.
It comes together. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I know sharing stories can also help others who are in that same situation or that same mindset. So thank you so much, LaShawn. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Do the same. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I want to move right into our next caller. You
yeah.
good? You feel fresh?
Yeah.
All right. So let's move into our next caller, Rich Benny.
Rich, welcome to the show.
Hello. How's it going?
It is going great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing extremely well, actually.
You sound like it. I like this peppy, energetic. I love
yeah.
it. Yeah. So what are you looking for today? Are you looking for a reading? What can we do to help you out today?
Well, you know, listen to the show. I started reflecting back on the last couple, 3 years. We've had a lot of family, friends, and past coworkers pass. And I was just wondering if any of them would have a message for me today.
Well, I'm pulling a card for you. Let's see what they got. Spirit Walker Nicole's over there pulling a card for you. This card's the Blessings card, and it actually is an amazing card, and it's a woman standing on roots, right? And coming out of her arms are branches to a tree, and she has this bright light coming out of her heart chakra, and it is extending down into the roots. So they're talking about reconnecting for you, and like you just said, quite a few, you know, friends and loved ones have passed over the past few years. It's about reconnecting, and then the light also shoots straight up. So it's about reconnecting on that subconscious level and connecting with your higher self so that you can get these messages as well. They're showing you as more evolved spiritually and that the signs will become a little more fine-tuned for you. But I'm seeing it more in that dream state or vision state. So when you're out places, finding that time to be alone and then inviting each one in individually and then bring in your spirit guide that helps you be able to work with those energies. And if you don't know who that spirit guide is, yes, you have a spirit team behind you. You've got spirit guides and angels that we all come into this earth plane with, and we leave with them as well. And we have guides to help us at different points in our life. So you have a guide to help you can convey those messages and to be able to help you articulate the message back to spirit. And so they're talking to me about how you're seeing this as a blessing to be able to communicate with them and to be able to connect with them and to be able to help them on their ascension as well. It's also a sign that you're on the right path spiritually in what you're doing and what you have done in the past. So it's tying your past and present together, which is showing me the infinity symbol, which is really cool, which then takes you to your future. So it's all about being in alignment with this card. It's about connecting with spirit. It's about calling in each person, but they're specific on individual, like set a date with each individual. Like, all right, Mom, I want to connect with you today at 3 o'clock. Let's go out and take a walk in the backyard or wherever it might be, and let's have that moment together. And if anything, you don't see or feel anything immediately, I guarantee you that message is going to come across to you within the day. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I had this thought pop in my head. That's that clairvoyant side kicking in and that inner knowing of the claircognizance and being like, oh my gosh, that totally makes sense. These aren't my thoughts. This is my mom and I. This is the message she has for me. And consider that, you know, the blessing that you're able to do is that you're also able to help others on the other side heal. What do you have over here, Spirit Walker Nicole?
Yeah, so Archangel Raphael stepped up for you, Rich. And I love him. He's so, I work with him all the time. And he's talking about how kind and understanding you are. Just healing. He's associated with healing. And he says that's what you do for many, many other people. The bottom of the card, it talks about following your heart, that you have a love for your home and family, and that you get trustworthy psychic information. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's helping you out with that. If you are pursuing that more spiritual side of things, he's right there with you. There's other archangels you can call in for that. Lots of them actually. But he's got your back and he's certainly watching over both you and your family. And he's just giving you props for just being a healer in so many different ways.
Absolutely. Does that resonate with you?
That's awesome. Oh yes. That's awesome. I'm going to take your advice and apply it today.
Absolutely. And what Spirit Walker Nicole's big on is journals. So even start to keep a journal of your contacts with your family and your loved ones and watch those messages start to evolve and you get deeper into the underlying messages. It's going to be a beautiful process for you. So thank you so much for tuning in and sharing with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So Nicole, what we also get, especially when we're doing paranormal investigating or people are asking us to come in their homes. Now, every single house that I have lived in has had activity. And I never questioned it because it was just so natural. The energies when I was a child were scary because they were coming to me for help and I didn't understand that. But now I understand why we have activity. Why do spirits kind of hang out on the earth plane, even though they've left? And that goes back to them working on healing themselves. And sometimes I do have to go into some lower levels from the energy that they pass in. So again, this is my experience. This is my perspective. It's different for each one of us. But I feel as though it's a very strong gift for me to be able to work with spirit and to be able to help them ascend. And sometimes, even though their God, their source, their higher power, whatever they believed in life, when they cross over, if they have crossed over in a way to where maybe they did take their own life or they were doing drugs and alcohol and ended up ending their life that way, they're sometimes questioning whether that God will accept them. But they're not in damnation. I've never seen any spirit in a hell vibration, right? They're just residing in a space to where they're working through their own energetic I don't want to say demons, but to them, they passed in such a low state that they've stayed there. And the way that I kind of explain it is as soon as I can acknowledge it through a client, or if we're doing a house walkthrough and the clients are like, oh my gosh, so we get this banging every night at 3:33, I'm awoken, I can feel someone standing at the foot of my bed, I don't know what to do. And I can move into the energy of the spirit that's in that environment. When I can see them and acknowledge them, their vibration starts to raise. And then I let my clients know through empowerment that they can talk to those loved ones who are in those vibrations as well. And throughout the course of our session, the loved one's vibration continues to raise. And we have that with a dear client who we've been reading for the past couple of years. And her father started out in a very low vibration. And over the past year with working with her, his vibration raised as well. And she was communicating more with him. And then other family members were communicating more with him. And then I was reading more family members. And he was always coming in. And he was healing on his side. And now he's in such a beautiful place energetically. But that's because the family members that were affected by his passing were also healing. And so everybody was healing at the same time, which is a beautiful connection between the two. So just remember that they're there, that they are okay. Even if they haven't gone directly up to the gates and that they've been, you know, they're back in that enlightened mode, they're okay. And that they're listening to us and that we can tell them ourselves the messages we have for them. We can invite them in and build that connection again, because it's just that they're not in that physical body.
Yeah. And they will do things to, like, electrical disturbances. They mess with the lights. Mm-hmm. Tell them the fire alarm story.
So we have a client who I love dearly as well. We just get to know these clients and their families. And her and her mom were coming for a reading. This was pre-COVID. And about 3 minutes before, the smoke alarm in the bedroom started going off. Now they're vaulted ceilings, right? And I'm like, no, I can't have this. Like, we're about to have this reading. And I go out, and then the smoke alarm in the dining area started going off. And I'm like, oh boy. So I'm trying to take video to send to Spirit Walker Nicole, because she wasn't here, to say, I need help because these are
something's
going,
on fire.
Something's going crazy, but there's no smoke. And as soon as I opened the door, because the doorbell rang and said, hey, by the way, I might need to have you guys wait outside for a few minutes, it stopped. And her mother's mouth dropped, and she goes, was that the smoke alarm? And I said, yes. And she goes, that's how my husband communicates with me at home. So the signs are there. Don't dismiss them. And he was strong enough to be able to affect the smoke alarms here. So as she was walking up, she knew that he was here and he was present. And this reading was for her. And the smoke alarms have not gone off since. Well, except that small oven fire. But that was a whole other story, another episode.
Still, that was your fault.
That wasn't my fault.
It absolutely was.
But they're here. They're ready for us to connect with them. Angels, always around. As we're kind of closing up the session, we don't ever want to forget that you have a spirit team that can help you also connect with your loved ones.
Yes. So you have spirit guides and angels, and you have to call them in. That's the only rule that they have. They can't interfere unless your life is in danger and it's not your time to go. Other than that, please call them in. Make it a daily thing. I do it every morning when I'm brushing my teeth. I call my angels and spirit guides in, kind of set the intentions for the day. And then at night when I'm brushing my teeth, I kind of recap what I saw and give them gratitude for showing up. And then we kind of set a plan for the next day. They're just there. And it's so hard for some people to, like, just because they can't see them, they can't feel them physically, whatever. But if you can, again, put it aside and just kind of move into that, you're going to start and you play games with them, play the numbers game, mm-hmm. play signs and symbols. You're going to see them because they always, always, always show up when you ask them to. And for any situation, like, a lot of people struggle with worthiness. Like, I don't think I'm worthy enough for an angel's help, which is the farthest thing from the truth. That's what they're there for.
Yep.
So whether it be helping a loved one who's in pain or going through a situation, or, you know what, I really need a parking spot. They are there. You just have to ask.
That's your angels, your spirit team, your past loved ones. Set those signs, make a deal with them. All right. If I see that feather, if I see that penny, if I see those numbers, I will stop what I'm doing and I will acknowledge you. And that's the first steps in rebuilding that relationship with your spirit team. We want to thank you guys so much for allowing us to share space with you. I guess it's now almost this afternoon, and for some of you it is. Please check us out, shadesofspirit.com. That is our website. Our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit, we have some meditations on there. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of other YouTube videos as well. Check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, and our Instagram account. We want to thank you all very much for having us, and we wish you the best for today. You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.